This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. If you haven't seen the comments yet that people made about my announcement that Jewish people have a right to exist, then you're in for a nauseating shock. The level of vitriol and hatred that was directed at me for daring to say that Jewish people are good people, and that Israel has a right to exist, and that shooting and murdering people in synagogues is bad. The vitriol directed against me has been just extraordinary, just off the charts. I mean, you talk about lessons learned. It has taught me for the first time in my life what it might be like, a tiny taste of what it might be like to be a Jewish person subjected to intense racism and intense discrimination based on your religious beliefs. And it's really been a wake-up call, in a sense. This synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh has been a wake-up call for me in many ways, and I think for America in many ways as well. This shooting, for some reason, it really hit me hard. It hurt my heart in a way that these other shootings hadn't, for some reason. I don't know what's the difference. I mean, in all the shootings, lives have been lost, but somehow this one, I guess it's the innocence of being shot in church when you're celebrating the birth of a baby, and the fact that these people were targeted because they were Jews. It really hit home for me, and that's why I decided to go public and just say, look, I affirm the right of Jewish people to exist, and I don't care what level of criticism I'm going to get because of this. I'm going to affirm this. I'm going to go public and say the Jewish people have a right to exist. And since then, just as I predicted, you know, I've been accused of being a globalist. I've been accused of being a, quote, Jew lover. I've been accused of being an Israeli intelligence officer, whatever. All this stuff has come out exactly as I knew it would. I mean, I knew this was coming because there's so much hatred against the Jewish people and so much hatred against Israel. And it shows the irrationality and the incivility that has become a cancer on our society today. And it has really opened my eyes to what's going on at the fabric of our culture. There's a sickness. There's a mental illness of hatred and tribalism that has infected and afflicted our culture. And I've really come to realize that I don't think we can survive as a civilization with this level of vitriol and hatred. I think something must radically change. And I'm looking closely at my own efforts and my own projects, looking at how can we really achieve a more civil discourse of free speech and liberty, where we don't have the censorship, but we also don't have the vitriol. I mean, you can argue about free speech is important, and absolutely it is, and I'm a free speech advocate. And yet, when there are bad actors who come onto platforms and abuse that free speech in order to push vitriol and hatred and whipping up violence and whipping up division, I really think we have to step back and ask, what is this doing to our society? Because it looks to me and it feels to me like it's ripping apart our society. When I find myself the subject of such attacks and such vitriol, for merely saying that the Jewish people have the right to exist, then I know that something, in some way, we've crossed a threshold, a very dark threshold in society, for beyond which I don't know how we return to civility. And it's very disturbing to me to see this, because not only did I affirm the right of the Jewish people to exist, but also I said, you know what? Christians have a right to exist. The religious freedom needs to be respected. And I said, also, people of Islam faith, if they're peaceful and they're practicing their religion, we must respect that as well. That religious freedom and safety in the areas of religious worship must be respected. And for saying that, you know, of course, I'm targeted and vilified. And it's, in some ways, it's even more vicious than the attacks that I used to get from, you know, the vaccine pushers or the GMO pushers, who are some pretty nasty people. But now this level of attack from, I guess, Jew haters is even more vicious in a way, because it's very personal. It's like, you know, they death threat you, they want to murder you, they threaten to kill you, they want to strangle you, they get very graphic. I mean, these people that hate Jews for being Jews, they seem to have an incredible amount of sickness and mental illness and hatred for anybody who dares stand up for Jewish people. And I've never even spoken about this topic until just the last couple of days, because this hasn't been our focus. You know, we're not focused on religious freedom necessarily. We're focused on health for all. And yet the synagogue shooting brought this up. And so I felt really compelled, I mean, truly divinely inspired, to speak out and to say, we stand with the right of the people of Jewish faith to exist and to be safe in their places of worship. And just to say, this is a universal principle of what I believe in, which is human freedom and freedom of speech and safety and self-defense. And all these things are so crucial for our world to be able to have anything resembling civility or civilization, for that matter. How do we even go forward as a society if we can't at least agree on some very basic systems of saying, yeah, every person has the right to worship who they wish to worship, or to join others in a congregation in their own church or temple or synagogue or mosque. If we can't even start with that, then I'm not sure we have a civilization anymore. I'm not sure you can call it civilized. It's almost like we've broken down into chaos and tribalism and extreme mental illness. And this is causing me to rethink a lot of things, frankly. Not my own principles, because my principles have always been very consistent here. I'm rethinking how do sane, loving people interact with others in a world that is filled with such hatred and vitriol and violence and death threats? How do you even interact? Because, right, that's a huge question. Because staying silent, I don't think, is the right answer. But if you dare speak, if you speak about religious freedom, you are vilified. If you speak about the right of people to exist, you are vilified. If you espouse basic principles of human dignity to say, yes, I support Black people, I support gay people, I support even someone who wants to be a transgender, that's fine. I'm fine with their right to be a transgender. My issue with transgenderism is simply I don't want children to be indoctrinated into that. But once somebody is an adult, they can choose to be whatever they want to be, as far as I'm concerned. But why does it make you such a target now to affirm the right of people to exist in all their various diverse expressions? I never thought I would live to see the day where I would be attacked for defending the right of Jewish people to exist. And yet, here we are. And it is, I'm beyond shock. I'm beyond being appalled. I am saddened, almost to the point of tears, about humanity. Because in seeing this myself and experiencing this, I realize that humanity has almost lost its humanity. That humanity, it seems like, cannot survive its own self-destruction, because the hatred has taken over and it's become an infectious disease of the mind. The mental illness has taken over. And it seems like there are so few destinations where honest, compassionate people can express themselves anymore without being viciously attacked for merely affirming the humanity and the human dignity in others. So I don't know where this goes, folks, but I tell you what, it's an unsafe world, that's for damn sure. I'm going to keep working to navigate this with your help, and I know you are too, because the world's gone freaking crazy. So keep reading naturalnews.com. Keep visiting the video website, brighteon.com, brighteon. And I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to have to rethink the whole thing. And I've asked a lot of users for suggestions to say, hey, how can we protect the voices of those who have something useful to contribute, but how do we stop those who are intending to harm society or who are intending to whip up violence and vitriol? So I don't know the answer yet, but I'm open to solutions, and I appreciate your suggestions and your support as we attempt to navigate this crazy time. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.